We're talking with Tanner Taylor, our state FFA president for 2021. Tanner, you have got a unique position within FFA history for the state of Oklahoma. You're on two officer teams that have kind of spanned the COVID-19 crisis and all that has meant to meeting in person and the activities of the organization. Let's talk about last year, though. Tell me a little bit about the emotions as the state officer team realized you were not going to have a real live state convention.
Well, I'll start by saying I don't think we thought it was real in the moment. You know, I remember I was in the pasture feeding some cows and got a call from Drew Hardaway, who was president of our team. And he had said, you know, Tanner, convention is canceled. But I remember grabbing that phone and seeing his name, and I just knew in that moment that it was over. And so we really worked to figure out, what do we do from here? No state officer has ever worked from a virtual distance. And so it was a big learning curve for us. And we came to realize what was really special about the job we do, which was connecting with FFA members. And I think a lot of people see that, you know, we missed the highlight of state convention. And we missed the fact that we didn't get to be up there on stage and talk on the microphone like everybody dreams of doing. But I think we came to realize that that's really not what we're doing. And we were here, and we were able to connect with those FFA members. And Zoom became our best friend, whether we liked it or not. And so it was an experience, I'll put it that way. And I've joked that it's taken me 2 years to complete the state officer experience. That's how bad I was, I guess. But we are to the point now where I've understood that, yes, I missed a lot, but I've learned so much through it, too. So I'm, in a sense, I guess you could say thankful for what happened almost.
And one of those challenges for those FFA officers from last year's team that wanted to run for state president, you had to try to do it in a virtual setting.
Yes, we did. And let me tell you, there is something different about giving a speech to a camera than to an entirely full room. It was a big learning curve, just like everything else was. But we came to understand again, you know, that we still had the message and the job to do. And so we were able to record those virtually. I went through three rounds of voting for state president. So it was a brutal process, but we made it through.
Now, tell me, you know, what do you remember most about last year's virtual state convention?
I think I just remember when it first came up and Garrett Juergen started introducing us as state officers, just overwhelmed with gratitude that we were able to do anything at all. And I was overwhelmed by how good our virtual state convention was. I've watched a lot of other state associations, and I don't think they come close to what we were able to put together. And I think that was really unique for us. I was overcome with emotion also to just be at home with the people that were closest with me and that have put me where I am today. You know, there was probably 12 or 15 of us in my living room and watching something that really meant a lot to us. And so, yeah, we weren't in the Cox Convention Center and we didn't get to see what we wanted to, but it was really, I guess you could say, close and intimate with the people that meant the most to me. And I'll never forget that, just overwhelmed with gratitude that we had something at all.
You were a firsthand viewer of the retirement comments from Jack Stats, our state FFA advisor, as he moved on. I know he really wanted to be in a real live in-person setting, but was unable to do that, obviously.
Yes, he was. And Mr. Stats has been missed dearly this year. We're excited to have Mr. Niemczyk step into his position. And it's been really great to get to work with Mr. Niemczyk. I knew him from back home, and getting to come here to Stillwater with him has been unique. But Mr. Stats is missed, but I've joked with him a lot. I've been a lot of places this year, and I don't know that he's actually retired because he's there with me. Every show I go to, every event, he's there. And so every time I ask him how retirement really is going, because I don't know that he ever did.
You heard your name. You made it through those three rounds to become state FFA president for 2020-2021. Tell me about the year, in a lot of cases a virtual year, as a state officer team.
It's been a roller coaster. Initially, we started out with alumni camp was still going to happen, and then I had to make a really tough call to my team right off the bat from being elected that no more alumni camp. And I feared for what kind of team we would have, because that's where we learn how to be state officers the best, is there at alumni camp in Wagner. And so all of a sudden, it was back on. We were able to make it work, and we followed some COVID guidelines. And so that's been the pattern of this year. It's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. And so we've been pretty resilient and pretty malleable. That was my word for the year, just figure out how to get it done. And so I think so far this year, we've done a great job of, we'll do what we can. And we've succeeded in that regard. Virtual has become our friend, like I said, whether we like it or not. I mean, we've actually learned a lot. You know, you can connect with people virtually, whether you want to or not. And so we've done a good job of that so far.
So as you've come around to the fact that we're kind of starting to see maybe the end of this COVID crisis, hard to say that for sure, but yet things are starting to look better, and that includes the ability of doing some things in person. We've had livestock shows. We've had some of the judging activities, some of the extemporaneous speaking. All the various speech-type contests are starting to kick into gear, pointing toward a real live in-person state convention. How's that gone?
State convention has been a beast to tackle this year, and I know that the state staff has been working very hard. We're in a new venue, being at the Chesapeake. And one thing that we've really focused on as an officer team this year is how do we bring the energy? Because, you know, I would say that state convention is always anticipated, but I would say it's probably twice as anticipated this year because we've missed it for an entire year. And so we've worked as an officer team. How do we make our parts when we're speaking, the events we're bringing, the speakers, how do we make that the highest energy that we can to make up for what we missed last year? And I think we've really accomplished that. I think there's going to be some very unique aspects of things. And, you know, I've talked about a lot that maybe FFA members, you know, were complaining because their feet hurt or they were tired after they went to convention. I don't think we're going to see any of that this year. I think it's just going to be pure gratitude that we are in person.
And the excitement of a new place, the new convention center plus the Chesapeake.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be great. And I know I speak for my team when I say we are excited to wrap the gavel for the first time in a new location.
What do you feel that this year as a state officer, this second year as a state officer, this first time as a state president leading an officer team, what's that meant to you?
I think I've learned what a real leader is. I think coming out of high school and even my first year as a state officer, I thought, you know, I'm a leader. And looking at it now, leading through a pandemic, there was a lot of growth that I've had to just become someone who sets aside my desires and does what's better for the team. And I think that's a big learning curve I've realized this year. I went from making sure that my parts were in order and that I have everything going as a state officer myself to being in charge of seven other people and myself at the same time. And that's a lot of pressure when you have as many eyes on us as we do. So I really learned how to become a real leader who it's no longer about how do I put myself in a good place. It's how do I put these other people that I'm leading in the same place. And maybe I stay in the background. And I found this year that I think probably my favorite part has been seeing my officers succeed. I am not really looking forward to being in the spotlight. You know, there's parts of convention where I'm supposed to be in the spotlight, and I don't even really look forward to those as much as I do putting my officers on a pedestal and showing them what they've done this year.
Right. So let's talk about the future. What you've gone through this experience with the FFA, you've probably got maybe one more decision to think about anyway. A lot of folks that have been your predecessors have a run, many of them successfully for a national office. Are you thinking about that at all?
Well, that's something that's been heavy on my mind, and I've talked with a lot of people that I value their opinion, and it's definitely not something that I want to pass up. I think it's something that could be good for me if I feel what that's the Lord intends for my life. And so right now, there's a lot of fervent prayer going into that decision, and I haven't come to a conclusion on that, a yes or a no yet. There's a lot of good and positive, and there's some things that maybe hold me back on both things. And so I think just with a lot of guidance, we're going to come to that decision at some point, but not there yet.
So if you made that decision, do you have just the 1 year or do you have a 2 year window that you could actually run for a national office?
So I am only eligible to run this coming national convention. So my eligibility comes up. So there's a little bit of pressure to make that decision. You know, as soon as state convention wraps up, within a couple of weeks, I've got to decide if this is the end for me or if I'm going to try to keep going.
Okay. So you're a current student at Oklahoma State.
Yes, sir.
And what's the future hold in that regard?
So I'm an agricultural education major, so I guess you could say you're not getting rid of me. I'll be here still, hoping to return to the classroom and teach some FFA members and be an FFA advisor, agricultural education there. I would like to go back to the eastern side of the state and get back close to home. I really have deep ties to the community that I went to there back at Adair, and I would love to do what my ag teachers were able to do for me. And so, you know, people are joking, are you done? No, I'm not done. It's a lifelong passion for me, and I'll be there in the ag ed classroom.
What do you think FFA has meant to you?
FFA has been everything to me, and I know that sounds cliche to some, but for me it really was. I started out as the new kid at Adair Schools. I actually transferred schools in order to be an FFA member. Where I was, that was not an opportunity, and I'm glad to say they have chartered a chapter now at Ketchum, but prior to me moving, they didn't have that opportunity, and so for me, it was something big enough that I changed the entire course of my life. My dad gave up his lunch break for 2 years to get me to that school before I could drive. And so I think it's the sacrifice I've seen made by my parents and by myself that I want to pursue as much as I can in this role. And so FFA has grown me from the person who relied on being in a school where his mom was his principal to being the new kid and going for something with really little to no help because my parents were busy, you know, and so I was in a new community by myself, and it's been extraordinary personal growth for me is how I would describe it.